It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
David, when I go shopping, I like to find products that have certain key ingredients, things that we talk about. But then I wonder, how do I know how much is really in there? Is it just a tiny little tidbit and they can put it on the label? Give us some ideas of how we know if we're getting our money's worth.
Yeah, no, that's a trick of the trade. We call it magic dust. You could sprinkle something in and claim it on the label. And shame on a manufacturer who does. But it does happen. And I got to tell you, you know, I've formulated for so many of the major brands. And I got to go with one of the brands once to a major retailer. We're sitting there with a buyer, and we're telling them all about the clinicals we did and the research done and how much of the ingredient is there and how we're able to do it at such a low price. And he looks at me and says, "Mama doesn't know." And I pause, and with his puzzled look, I said, "Mama, what do you mean Mama doesn't know?" And he said, "My customer, Mama, she doesn't know what's in the product. Take all that good stuff out. Just put a drop of it in, drop the price a couple bucks, and I'll buy it by the truckloads." And my mouth dropped. I said, "But the product won't work then." He said, "But Mama doesn't know." And that's I thought, shame on him. And I thought, shame on any retailer that would do that. Shame on any brand that would do that. And I thought, I want to get out there and tell my story. I'm going to get on my soapbox and just scream it. I'm going to get on the radio and tell it. Because I want you to know how you can tell. And this isn't just one story. I could go story after story. I'll tell you, there was a very popular vitamin K product years ago on the market to get rid of varicose veins. I don't know if you recall, without naming brands, but do you recall how popular
Yes.
vitamin K was? Okay. And they would say right on the front label, contains 5% vitamin K. So I got to ask you, Lisa, how much vitamin K do you think is in there?
I don't know, 0.5% maybe. Is that too much?
Okay. No, no. And when it says 5% vitamin K, most people come back with me with a smart remark, "David, come on, it's 5% in there. It's what it says on the label." Reality is I buy an active of vitamin K at 2% or 5% active. So then you go make this big tank of it in the factory, and I've got 5,000 gallons going, and I'll take my little tiny bottle of 5% active vitamin K, and I climb up the stairs to the mezzanine, and I put one drop into those 5,000 gallons. Now I can climb back down the stairs, and guess what? It now contains 5% vitamin K. So when they say that, they're not lying. They're talking about the active, not how much it is. And so it's very deceiving when you often see some of these percentages.
So how do you know then?
I'm going to tell you how to decipher that label. And I'm going to give you one more example that everybody can relate to. During the summer, you get a sunburn, or you go out in the sun and you want to rub your body with aloe. So we have all gone to the store and seen contains 99.9% aloe, contains 100% aloe. And it's a nice thick green gel, and we all assume that's all aloe. But read the label, and that's what we're going to talk about, how to decipher it. If you flip it over and read it, what's the first ingredient? Typically, it's not the word aloe, it's water. Most manufacturers use water to dilute the product. So all of a sudden there's no way it's 99% product or active if it starts with the word water. The majority of that ingredient is going to be water. Number two, you continue looking, you'll see they put aloe in it, and then you'll see an ingredient called carbomer. C-A-R-B-O-M-E-R, carbomer. You don't have to be a chemical person to understand. The point is, carbomer is a gelling agent, so just a small amount of it turned this product into a gel. So you'd only have to put a sprinkle of the aloe in, and again, if I buy it at 100% active, I'm able to claim it's 100% aloe. So what I tell people is, take your ingredient label, make a photocopy of it if you can, or let's look at it, and look for a couple specific ingredients. Let me just explain something. Just like with food, it starts in descending order. The majority ingredient is first, and then it works its way down. So water is typically what you see first of all, which is a whole conversation because I feel you're spending a fortune on watered-down products, and I'm so against that. Number two, they go in descending order all the way down to, you ready for this, 1%. So anything at 1% or less, the government says, the FDA says, you can mix them up and put them in any order. So what is common in our industry, we take the preservatives, no matter what the percentage, because it's under 1%, we move them to the very end of the label, just before it will list whatever the fragrance or colorants used. And then all those other ingredients, we move around so it looks like there's a lot in it. So if I use 90% water, and then I use 10 ingredients at 1% each, or 20 ingredients at 0.5%, I can mix it up, and you would think there's a lot of that active in there, because the second ingredient listed could be a peptide or whatever I'm claiming. So you said there are some actives. Is there a particular one you might look for?
Well, you know, with the aloe vera, I'm just, I have my mouth hanging open here. I'm shocked. I always thought that they just took the aloe vera plant and mushed it up in there and put a little water in it. But I recognize that carbonar word. Did I say that right?
Close enough. And so look at the ingredient label. If the first word is water, it is no longer 100%, 99%, or even 90% of whatever the active is, in this case, aloe. Okay, so what can you do? Read the label. Understand that they're in descending order. If it starts with water, you already know there's a problem. Keep looking further down the list. There are certain ingredients that will never be at 1% or more. They're always at fraction of a percentages, and those are your preservatives. Okay, we want to be paraben-free, but preservatives. Anything you'll often find, whether I agree with the ingredient or not, dimethicones, triethylolamines, or TEAs, vitamins, the vitamin E, the vitamin A's, you'll rarely see them go above 1% because they can be irritating to the skin. They're very expensive, and so people put them in at drops. So what I do is look for those ingredients. I look for the carbomer, etc., and draw a line. Anything from there down, we know is 1% or less. The ones from that point forward back up to the water are suspicious and we need to take a closer look. So you can ask some manufacturers. Most won't tell you, but you want to take a look. So I take a look at these ingredients, like I mentioned, the TEA, the dimethicone, polysorbates, carbomer. And so those are just a few to look for. And knowing anything after that isn't there. It's just a fraction of a percent. And so that is where most people get mixed up, and you can catch if it's being deceiving. So if it says I contain 10% peptides, not if it's at the bottom of the list. So know that it's in descending order, unless until it hits 1%, then it gets mixed up. If I'm confusing because I'm sounding like a chemist, I'm trying to make it simple of certain things to look for, but you can even go to my website and ask me. I'll gladly look up the product for you and help you. So the key is to look at the ingredient statement and to understand it.
All right, so if I'm looking for some sort of aloe vera gel, aloe vera's got to be the first ingredient.
Well, it should be.
Even if it's the second ingredient underwater, it's still...
Well, all of a sudden, if it waters the first ingredient, how is aloe at 99% or 90%? Because think about it, quick math. If it's the majority, it's the first listed item, that means it must be 50% or more if there's only two ingredients. So if it said water and aloe, I could argue it's 50-50 or 60-40, okay? But if the first ingredient's water, next is aloe, next is carbomer, I'm going to tell you, you've got only a fraction amount of aloe in there. So your best bet to get your money's worth is buy an actual aloe plant. The other is to look for ingredients, and as you and I have spoken, is start looking for products that don't use water as the first ingredient. As you know, I've worked on delivery systems where the first ingredient is actually something naturally found in the body, sodium hyaluronate, which is the chemical name for hyaluronic acid, which is naturally in our body. So if you use that to moisturize or carry it, all of a sudden you've got a product that is the most potent thing out there. It's you get pure product. Why would you dilute it down with water?
You're an enigma. I can't say that word. I meant to say you're an enigma. You're so honest and good. You know, it sounds like the industry, like many, are a little corrupt, right? I mean, maybe
I get called
corrupt
a lot.
Is not the right word.
I get called a lot. No, some manufacturers have some great products. There's others that don't care about the consumer, and there's those that are. So there are. I guess that's in every industry. You could say the same stories when it comes to food. So the key is read the label,
definitely.
Know what you're buying, see if you're getting the results you're looking for, and learn to trust that brand. And if you've got questions, go to my website. I'll be glad to answer it for you. Go to JustAskDavid.com.
Well, the best brand I know is Pure Attitude. I'm not just saying that.
I appreciate it. I'm telling you, that is one. We are the first to be able to do it with no water, just 100% ingredients. And that's the key. Why would you waste money with diluted down products and diluted down actives? So read the label, know what you're getting, and trust the brands. Get the brands you trust, and those are the ones to stick with. So be careful. Remember, I'm your personal chemist. Ask me anytime you need me. JustAskDavid.com. I'm David Pollack with the incredible Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD, delivering beauty's truth serum.